Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having the Reverend John Harrison back on the show. Certified financial planner, he is, and ordained minister, and a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's has 20 or 30 securities regulation designations, maybe something less than that. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, also the novel Fighting Back. And he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back.
Hi, John. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I want you to give us your thoughts on the stock market breaching 30,000, the Dow, and of course, the NASDAQ in record territory, et cetera. I'm wondering, I mean, even the frothers are saying it's frothy. What do you think?
I think that the markets as a whole are demonstrating that they are sometimes totally unrelated to economic reality on the ground.
Yeah.
You're right. The Dow is near its record high. The high was 30,303. It's right now at about 30,015. The NASDAQ is up 42.7% year to date. I mean, think about that. That's such an enormous.
And there's no news. There's no financial metric that would cause that number.
In fact, just the opposite. If you think through just one of the problems we're looking at, which is the continuing fallout from all these coronavirus lockdowns. I mean, the corona has been a year-long thing. We had our first case in January of 2020, and you know we're now up to 323,000 U.S. deaths, and all these governors shuttering businesses and raising unemployment. These would all be seen as drags on the economy, but the market seems not really to care. It had a brief and severe fall in the spring, and then has basically surged upward ever since. And it's proving a couple of things. It's proving, one, that markets are never predictable, and the sort of expected reactions to bad economic news just haven't happened. I do think, because what goes up must come down, it's going to reverse itself at some point.
Yeah.
But since we can't, with any kind of accuracy, predict when, you know, what will trigger it and how long it will last, it reminds people the old advice that you can't time it. And the best way, you know, the people who do the best are those, for instance, who have plans like retirement plans, 401ks and things like that, that they're just putting money into regularly, rather than looking at the news and trying
it's
to
averaging.
Decide
it's
when
about averaging,
to
isn't
invest.
It?
Yeah, dollar cost averaging, because whenever we look at the news and try to decide when it looks good, I had a bunch of clients who wanted out in the spring and wanted to go to cash. Talked to all of them. Only one didn't listen. I had one client who just, I'm going all to cash. And he did that in April. Hasn't been back since. And thus missed the run from the April numbers up to
where
we are now.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad strategy, though. Because it wasn't like, well, let me put it this way. I advise, and you know, I'm dangerous as a stock market advisor, but I advise some people to get out in January, because I knew some things were coming, and they did. And even though they missed the run up in the fall, if they didn't get back in, they didn't get caught up in the loss either, with a crash.
Yeah, but the way I look at it, with investing as a long term thing, the downs tend to be temporary and the ups tend to be permanent.
Yeah.
It's the old idea of the guy climbing a staircase while playing with a yo-yo. You know, you focus on the short term downs and trying to avoid them and miss the long-term trend. And so it's great if you can figure out when to get out, But I've never met a person who can consistently figure out when to get out and when to get back in.
Catching a falling knife, right? That's the example, the metaphor they use.
Yeah.
But back to your original point, though, and this is something I've been pointing out for 15 years, is the complete disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, the Wall Street sentiment and Main Street economy. There was a time in our lives, John, when the stock market was the leading indicator of the economy. Now the stock market, I've been saying this for 15 years, the stock market is now merely a leading indicator of itself. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, it's more about the investor's mood than anything concrete.
That's not a business model, John.
No.
My mood is not a business model. Hope is not a business model. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about, several other things, including coronavirus relief bill, that kind of thing, after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.